I just kind of saw a banner that said, come work for us, come apply. So I started writing my application and thinking about, well, what would it mean to work for the Wikimedia Foundation? And I wasn't really sure, actually. I didn't really understand what the foundation did.
Before I did my research, I didn't have a clue what the foundation was and what its role was in making Wikipedia work.
For people that know what Wikipedia is, it's generally pretty obvious, right? They have to get over the hump of, oh, do you actually edit Wikipedia? No, I don't edit Wikipedia, but I do work on the website.
You walk in the door and you see the big Wikipedia puzzle logo on the wall, and you go, this is it. And then everyone has to reassure you that this is not where Wikipedia gets edited, but this is where we help make it get edited. You know, we help support it to be edited. And everyone's friendly, and there's the disco lounge.
Little known fact, no one gets paid to write Wikipedia articles. Everyone who does it for free out of the goodness of their heart.
The fundamental notion of Wikipedia is that anybody can show up and make something. Anybody can show up and create. And I would say that the foundation mirrors that to a great degree.
Well, the marvelous thing about the foundation is that it basically provides the home, the envelope, the foundation for Wikipedia to function on.
What is the Wikimedia Foundation?
Okay, the Wikimedia Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization headquartered in San Francisco, and it's the organization that operates the websites Wikipedia and its sister sites as well. So Wikipedia is the website, the Wikimedia Foundation sustains and supports and pays the bandwidth bill and provides the legal protections, supports the community, and does all the work that makes it possible for the editors to write Wikipedia and keep it alive.
These are volunteers, right? So, you know, they don't get paid, so this is not like a traditional, you know, you pay a moderator X amount of money and, you know, afterwards people get like a $50 gift certificate to Amazon, right? It's not that. Like, people are here because they're interested in the project, they want to see the project improve, and they want to donate their time.
Working at the foundation is different from a lot of other jobs in the fact that I actually get involved directly, like get my hands wet dealing with the customer. And the customer is everybody. It's the entire planet. And so you're dealing very closely with people who edit Wikipedia, who read Wikipedia, who get involved in the policies and the discussions, every single bit of it. It's 24/7, 365 lifestyle.
I don't think I'd go that far, but it really does allow you to feel like you're making a contribution to the greater good rather than just going to a job, sitting at a desk, and doing some routine task.
Everybody here is first and foremost really dedicated to the mission of sharing knowledge with the world.
Me as a person, I really believe in free knowledge and education. And to someone like me, Wikipedia is the kind of ultimate like instantiation almost of that. Like when I was recruited here, I was like, you know, why not? You know, why wouldn't I do this? You know, it's just a no-brainer.
I like the stuff that I would do because it sustains my soul. That's the sort of thing that I'm doing here in my work time. And it's like I'm maximizing my benefit to the world and to myself by doing that.
I know that any job I ever have in the future isn't going to be as exciting on a day-to-day basis or as exciting in terms of the impact that I'm going to have in the world. Generally, the field of intellectual property and internet law is one that is rapidly starting to form, and this is the point in time where anyone in this field can actually make a lasting difference in the way that people communicate and interact for pretty much all of time.
We're a nonprofit. We're not trying to make money. We're trying to make the world a better place in a very specific way. We make a service that, like, everyone uses, right?
Think about it this way. Some of the work we're doing right now is going to make the knowledge of Wikipedia available on a cell phone in a third world country somewhere. That kind of thing where people have access to knowledge that they otherwise wouldn't have access to, and for free, that's an amazing thing.
We're sharing the sum of all human knowledge. I mean, how many people can say they do that as their job?
I could go back to the dot-com lifestyle, and I could make a pile of money in stock options. But then again, I could also burn out in 2 years and hate my computer.
I was getting more and more dissatisfied with working in corporate land with the weird politics that goes along with having, you know, your job bound up in someone else's success and then working 24 hours a day just so that some guy who's seven levels removed from you gets to buy a new car.
The things that you do actually matter. It's not like a Google where you're one of 20,000 people, and you might very well be doing something that the world will never see. And that is not very likely to happen here.
5 to 10 people are running a website that 500 million people a month see.
You know, I could go somewhere else and basically get a lottery ticket and make widgets, which maybe I care about, maybe I don't care about. But here, what I do every day I know matters.
I really enjoy working here at Wikimedia because I'm not just stuck in network engineering. I get to really touch any system that I want to, and I can improve any system that I want to.
You get to pretty much control everything that you want to, and you can lead a lot of projects that you otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Like in a very small company, I might have 1 million users a month, if that, and I'd have the ability to touch everything. But here, we have 500 million users coming in every single month.
These incredible people that are in the community, and they know so much more about copyright law, and they talk about the nuances of it that I've never even heard in really academic discussions in law schools, and I'm just blown away.
We can't just like sit in our little cathedral here in San Francisco and just do stuff and expect the rest of the volunteer people that might be somewhere else or that might not be paid staff to just take it. We feel that they own the project just as much as we do because they contribute just as much and in some cases even more than we do.
If it was really important to me that my solutions were right, I don't think that the environment here would work very well for me.
And I kind of like that the community disagrees because they're the ones that ensure that we will always be transparent.
You have to get used to the fact that almost every piece of work that you produce is being looked at by somebody else.
It's very strange how transparent we are. And I mean strange in a positive way, right? I haven't been in a single other job where what we do is as transparent as what we do here.
Everything's in the open. That's an impressive feeling to not have to worry about, like, you know, breaking a non-disclosure agreement when you go to a conference.
Many people in the tech field have very technical friends who love to help out each other's problems. And at Wikimedia, your friends can help your problems.
People will only participate if they're willing to suspend judgment and buy in that their voice is going to be heard and that their voice is going to be useful and that there's going to be some kind of good outcome.
We are like a completely open source shop.
I have a mandate to release all my code. I have a mandate to release all my documentation. If there's a discussion I'm having that can be had in public, it should be had in public.
The early days of Wikimedia were all like, well, will this work? I don't know. Let's just test it on the live site and we'll find out soon enough. So we're trying to get better about this and we're trying to have more of a stability culture, but there is still very much a culture of like, if it's going to be excessively hard to determine whether this is going to break or not in advance, let's just try it. Maybe Wikipedia will be down for 3 minutes. Okay.
You're not a part of the team until you've taken the site out. And I made sure to make myself a part of the team the other day.
Everyone breaks the site after a few months after you work here. You're not really trying hard enough if you're not breaking it often enough. But yeah, I've broken that on occasion.
Instead of people getting upset, everybody congratulated me and basically said, welcome to the team.
Well, when an individual comes from another organization, whether it be a nonprofit or for-profit, I think what they would expect when they hear it's Wikipedia and it's a number 5 website, they expect a bit more structure and they sometimes expect a bit more hierarchy.
Wikimedia is definitely not as regimented as a lot of places. I think there's a lot more of a get it done spirit.
People who get along here well at the foundation are mostly generalists. They have a lot of skills. They've done many different kinds of software development tasks, and they're reasonably good at all of them.
Being counsel at the Wikimedia Foundation entails a lot. We are the 5th largest website in the world, and we only have 3 attorneys, which is a stark contrast to pretty much every other top five website, which have small armies of lawyers.
One thing the foundation is still struggling with is how to adapt to the fact that it's growing so quickly.
So I didn't have just a list of tasks. You know, like there wasn't a, you know, just a big ticket system that all I do is grab tickets from that. So I had to figure out how to find my place here.
There are so few tech nonprofits out there. So already right there, this is a remarkable place.
Our benefits are amazing. We get a wellness fund. I can go to the gym and have that all paid for me. You know, we have a massage day every once in a while. So a professional masseuse comes into the office and gives massages, and you can use your wellness fund for that. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
My favorite part about working here is pretty much the fact that we get free bagels. With the orange juice. When you do these things that affect everybody and everybody else's language, you have to actually encounter their culture and meet with them and show them that they're important to you, and then you can learn what's important to them, and then we can make better tools to share knowledge with them. Since I've was employed by the foundation, I have traveled to Gdansk, Poland, Washington, D.C., Berlin, Germany.
I've been to Haifa, Israel, Mumbai, India.
Argentina, Poland, Washington, D.C., Portland, Israel, New Orleans, and Australia.
I think I could have a couch to sleep on in every country in the EU.
I take a 5-10 minute walk along the lake and then BART in 12 minutes. Well, you know, the entire city's only 7x7, so you can walk across the entire thing in an afternoon.
I walked to work today.
If I want to take the scenic route to work, there's the F Line historic streetcars. Everything I want to do is a bike ride or a subway trip away.
I got to work today by BART. It took me about 15 minutes. It was awesome.
It's great to have work right in the city and not down in Mountain View or wherever where you go to spend your life in Caltrain.
San Francisco is one of those cities where you can be kind of in your own orbit, and that's okay.
So there's a line at the top of my resume, and that line is, my goal in life is to split my time between creating the most beautiful world I can imagine and ensuring that as many people as possible have the means to do the same. Working at the foundation allows me to do that, to achieve that second goal. When I think about all of the possible ways in which I could create the environment in which the people around me are empowered to build a better world for themselves, working at the foundation is right near the top of that list of the ways in which I can be most effective, in which I can take the effort that I am making and amplify it to the greatest degree.